Today is Friday, July 11th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Collector Car Appreciation Day. It's also Mojito Day. National Blueberry Muffin Day, as Big Fatty would say. National Rainier Cherry Day, which are, Mark and I, those are our favorite cherries. Anytime they get Rainier cherries in the Walmart, in the local grocery store, we're always buying cherries to have for a snack because we love the Rainier cherries. It's also National French Fry Day. Maybe I'll celebrate that. We're having dinner with some friends at, I want to say Texas Roadhouse. I think that's correct. It's for an 11-year-old's birthday, and I find that to be weird, to have a dinner at Texas Roadhouse for an 11-year-old's birthday. I expect them to do something like Chuck E. Cheese or something like that at that age. How is she going to enjoy eating at Texas Roadhouse at 11 years old? I don't think that's something most kids would enjoy. But there it is. And they pay, so who am I to argue? It's also National 7-Eleven Day, and I hear they give a free Slurpee. So here's the thing about 7-Eleven and Slurpees. So we had this gas station at our town called Day and Night. I think it still exists because it's open 24 hours a day. And in my hometown, it was very unusual to have any stores that were open 24 hours. Everything closed. They rolled up the sidewalks at night. And it was open 24 hours, so the name of the store is Day and Night. I'm sure there's more than one. It must be a chain in Arkansas or in the South or something. I don't know. But regardless, and they may not even have the same name now. They could have been bought by Shell. I have no idea. I haven't been back to my hometown in quite a while. So who knows? But ultimately, they had Icees. And they were okay. Like, I don't hate an Icy, but I really like slushies or Slurpees. The one with the polar bear. No. Is it Icy that has the polar bear on it, or is it Slurpee? Or do they both? Let's see. Slurpee. I'm looking it up. Well, I'm trying to look it up. Slurpee. These Slurpees. Okay, a Slurpee is just the 7-Eleven version. So I like a slush. And they're the ones that have the little beads of ice. Slurpees and Icees have, it's more foamy almost. But slushies have these little ice pellets in them. And it's a particular brand. They have a polar bear on the side of the machine, I think. And I'm sure I'm getting it wrong, but yeah, no, it's a dog, a slush puppy. Oh, there it is, slush puppy. I really like slush puppies, but you can't get them. I don't think you can get them at 7-Eleven. You can't get them at the Day and Night because they're the more foamy, icy kind. But anyway, regardless, there was a gas station in town that had slush puppies. I used to love those. Slushes or slushies, Icees with the polar bear, I didn't like. So I'm looking at it now. So Icy has the polar bear mascot. Slush puppy has the dog mascot. So there you go. I don't know if, can I buy a slush puppy machine? Or do they sell them in? No, I don't think you must have to be a gas station or something to buy one of these machines. But they do have a website, slushpuppy.com. So there you go. That is my favorite. But you can get a free Slurpee, I think, at 7-Eleven today if you go. And I know you're getting this kind of late because I'm recording this on the day, which I don't usually do. But I didn't feel like recording last night. So It is what it is. I'm looking at the new slush puppy machines and they look different. And I don't know how the ice gets in those little pellet because it looks just like a tumbler freezer sort of thing. Hmm. I don't understand, but it is my favorite. I do like a slush puppy. All right. Well, we were talking about we have no contact and we were talking about the vacation. So I am going to wrap it up quickly here. Because we're not going to carry this over into next week. I'll also be talking about some of my vacation on The Mix tonight. We are recording at our old time, which is 9 Central, 10 Eastern. Because I have a dinner, that dinner that I have to go to for her birthday party. So I have to do that and then go record. So I will be talking about my vacation some on that. But let's go ahead and get through. So day one in Inverness, we did a Loch Ness cruise and we did a walk around Inverness. It was nice. The weather was good. I bought a Highland Cow t-shirt with a rainbow Highland Cow on it. So it's both Pride and Highland Cow at the same time. We did a Loch Ness cruise, which was a lot of fun. The guy was very informative and talkative and it was lovely. And then we ate at the restaurant in the we had a traditional-ish lunch, and then for dinner, we ate in the restaurant in our hotel again. So then on Tuesday, we had a Hogwarts Express Scenic Highlands Day Tour. The tour guide was very funny, and he was very crass and sarcastic, which I think is, I'm getting the opinion that that is kind of a Scottish, not point of view, but Scottish personality is kind of crass and sarcastic. I could be wrong, but that's in a good way, not in a bad way. And so anyway, the tour guide was great. It was a 12-hour day, so it was really long. We drove all around. We went to Fort Williams. We went to Fort Augustus. Fort Augustus is a little cute little village with a canal right in the middle of town. And we got to watch a working canal as we were eating our lunch. It was great. I've never seen the water lowering and raising. And they were a couple of yachts and they were going, we saw them going up and down. And then they move them to the next spot. And then the wall comes up and the water lowers and it goes to the next place. And it was cool. There were some ducks that were going along for the ride. We saw the viaduct that's famous for being the viaduct that they travel over in Harry Potter and the train, and we rode on the train. It was a lot of fun. We did, on the way back, we did run into some construction that was unplanned or unknown by the tour company, and so we were sitting in the bus, not moving for a good 30, 45 minutes. We were concerned what we were going to eat for dinner because we didn't make it back until around 9 o'clock and it seemed like everything closed pretty early, but we were able to find a burger place, which was good for me. They had burgers and wings, and Mark had wings, I had a burger. It was good. We had a good time, and then we went back to the hotel. And then on Wednesday, we drove to Isle of Skye, which was very beautiful. Isle of Skye has a lot of sheep and lambs all over the place, sleeping on the side of the road, and a lot of one single lane roads with two-way traffic. But we stopped at a castle. It was rainy that day, so we didn't get as many pictures and stuff from that day, but we did stop at a castle. It was cool. And then we pretty much drove the rest of the way to our bed. It was more like a bed and breakfast, but it was a restaurant / bed and breakfast. We stayed in the attic room. It had a kitchen living area and a bedroom separate from each other and a bathroom. So it was really nice. We've not really done, it was almost like staying in an Airbnb, but there was a restaurant downstairs. That night we ate our chef's table at Three Chimneys Restaurant, which was delicious. We had really interesting and attractive table mates, especially the Scottish guy. He was very attractive, and we had good company. It was good. And they also, said, hey, if you like anything that we served enough and you want the recipe, just email us and we'll give you the recipe. So I emailed for the bread and the dessert. The other ones I may have liked, but it was a lot of seafood and I'm not going to cook seafood. But the bread and was really good and the dessert was really good. So I've got the recipes for both of those things. Maybe I'll try it for someone. The next day, we were still in Isle of Skye and we did a whiskey tasting. It was the most expensive 15-minute Uber ride or taxi ride that you could ever have. But they talk so much about how strict they are in Scotland that you can't even have one drink and then drive because that'll break the law. And I don't want to be in Scotland driving and had one drink and then get pulled over and taken to jail. This is an Outlander. So we paid £50 each way to get to the whiskey, but it was interesting. It was interesting. I'll talk about it more tonight. And then we had dinner at the restaurant where we stayed. The food was really good. It was a tasting menu with wine. I was fully sleepy by the end of the meal. And then the next day we drove back to Glasgow and we had dinner at Brett and it was so good. It's probably the best tasting menu I've ever had. It was great. And then the next day we came home. Really good trip. We had a lot of fun, and I know I condensed it, but I wanted to get through it this week. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.